All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Now, DC, when you want to do something down home and really local, one of the things that you got to do in Charlotte is get out of town and get down to one of these nice little towns like Lowry, South Carolina. And we've got a fellow on today, Joey, who's going to tell us all about the Lowry's Christmas Parade. Good morning, Joey.
Morning.
Well, the Lowry's Christmas Parade is about as down home as it gets, and I mean that in all the best ways. Tell us about
it. Well, you got that right. The parade started about 30 years ago, and it started where a horse club wanted a parade they could put horses in because some of the local parades had outlawed horses due to the mess in the street. And so they came to Lowry's, which is a very small farming town of about 200 people, and wanted to have a Christmas parade that welcomed horses and farm tractors in the kind of the agricultural heritage of the area.
Not only that, they knew what to do with organic fertilizer.
Absolutely. It's not a big issue in town. Luckily, the residents of town kind of deal with it as well, so we're okay with it. But, yeah, it's a really nice parade. They wanted something that was non-commercial, that was Christmas and Christmas-themed, you know, and so they wanted something that was, you know, I know it's been said too many times, but something very family-oriented, you know?
Well, tell us what we're going to see. Marching bands?
No. No marching bands because of
big rubber balloon of Snoopy.
There'll be several hundred horses in the parade. Anything from dressed riders to horse clubs to some precision horse drill teams. There'll be 30 to 40 carriages and wagons. Some of them decorated ornately, some of them very historic looking in their look. And then there'll be probably 100 to 150 farm tractors. A good many of those will be restored antiques decorated for Christmas.
And again, thanks for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh yeah,
this is it's a fascinating display. I don't know if folks listening have ever been to it, but Joey, tell us about how many folks live in Lowry's and what this does as far as swelling the ranks of that population for the day.
Well, yeah, the population of Lowry's was 200 at the last census, and so we're a pretty small town, little, you know, farming country crossroads. But on parade day, you know, nobody knows for sure, but crowds are estimated 10,000 to 15,000. In spectators and probably 1,000 or more in the parade itself.
Now, if we're going to come down and watch the parade, what do we need to do? Do we need to get there early, bring a lawn chair? What should we do?
You know, you do. The parade starts at 1 o'clock. We try to have the streets closed and ready for the parade by noon. So you need to be there, you know, by 11. Now, one thing that the founders of the parade want to make it a non-commercial event. So vendors are not allowed at the parade. So there's nothing there for sale. So you bring the family, unload the car, let the kids run around the street, and you'll leave with as much money as you started with in your pocket because there's nothing to buy. There's no food there. You need to bring a sandwich or make a friend.
There you go.
There's a lot of tailgating. This thing will look like the Clemson Carolina game with the tailgating out there.
That much orange, huh?
World of tailgating. There'll be some motorhomes in the Lowry's on Friday night and park in the park, and the tailgating kind of begins on Friday night and goes through Saturday morning. So you need to bring some food. There's candy thrown from a lot of the floats, and so, you know, like I say, nobody's going to try to sell you a shiny ornamental doodad and the kid will leave with a bag of candy. So it's a pretty good deal.
All right. Now, I'm a horse guy. DC's a bicycle guy, but I'm a horse guy. Tell us about the most unusual horses we might see.
Well, you'll see some beautiful rigs, you know, some, and I'm not a horse guy, but you'll see some rigs of, you know, just beautifully dressed horses pulling ornate carriages. Then, you know, you may see a mule pulling a farm wagon down the road with a really historic look to it, and anything in between. So it's really pretty stuff. We usually have some horse clubs. The club from the Greenway in Fort Mill will typically come, and they they have a drill team. They do some performance there. There'll be some other breeds of horses and clubs. But, you know, you'll see about one of anything you've ever seen. Now, there are other livestock in the parade, because you can put livestock in the parade. You can put a farm tractor in the parade. And so I have seen people ride a steer before. I've seen some miniature horses and miniature mules. You know, so it can be a farm livestock. But there's no – you can't put a golf cart, a car, a pickup, a fire engine – any industrial equipment, nothing like that in the parade. It has to be farm or livestock.
And if you're just now picking up on the middle of this conversation, you're like, what in the world is going on in the Carolina Outdoors? We're talking to Joey Wilson from Lowry's, South Carolina. We're talking about the Lowry's, the annual Lowry's Christmas Parade. And back us up just a little bit. How long has this thing been going on again, Joey? And
started in 1982.
There you go. So it's got a couple of miles up underneath it. A little bit of history there.
It does. It's the third Saturday in December at 1 o'clock every year. This is the earliest it can be in the Christmas season. This year will be on the 15th. But you know, so it runs anywhere from the 15th to the 21st. It's always the third Saturday. It's always at 1 o'clock. The rain date is next year on the third Saturday at 1 o'clock.
There you go. Now, for the newcomers to Charlotte, and there are plenty, and no offense to them at all, tell them where Lowry's is.
We're in northern Chester County. So we're between York and Chester on US 321.
All righty. So just go over, pick up 321, and head south.
That's right. If you leave Gastonia and just head south, you'll come right to us.
Roger that.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's what you think. If you called it good when you said it was good down home fun. Almost every float and display will be homemade. Almost every one of them will come from a local farm. Very few from any kind of business or commercial enterprise. There won't be a rental float there. You know.
Oh yeah,
and so everything's gonna be really homemade, and but it's, you know, it's like I said, it's got a good Christian theme to it, and it's a fun event, you know, no question.
Yeah, and we're hoping that the weather cooperates with it, because we had some friends go down last year and they took incredible pictures and they said, oh my gosh, it was the coolest thing. And this is somebody who grew up in New Jersey who had zero exposure to anything remotely close to you know, rural or agricultural, and they said, oh my gosh, it was fascinating. And their kids were, you know, wowed by the whole thing. And they're like, oh my gosh, can we go back? And I said, well, sorry, it's a one-time thing. It only happens, as you said, once a year and all that. And they said that that, believe it or not, despite the fact that it is a small town and that it, you know, the town swells with all that traffic for the day, they said finding a place to park and having access to the parade was really pretty easy. And
it's not bad.
Yeah, and they said that the vantage points were all up and down the route. And this thing, if I remember correctly, the whole thing lasts several hours. Am I right?
It lasts a couple hours. I mean, it's long. You're talking about, you know, 150 tractors, 300 maybe probably horses and carriages. Yeah. It'll take an hour and a half probably to get by you, you know. So it's a pretty long parade. So patience. Bring a lawn chair and bring some patience and bring a cup of coffee or whatever you like to eat or drink and just sit back and relax.
I think spinning that more positively, it's like it's worth the drive, right? So it's like, you know, whole thing happens in 15 minutes. It's like, well, frying out loud, man. I ain't coming all the way down from Charlotte.
No. It's you'll get there at noon and you probably won't get to move your car again until about 3:30. That's probably about right.
Now, how much?
It's
how much does parking cost?
It costs nothing.
And
it costs nothing. The park, the municipal park, is about 10 acres, and it's available for parking. It'll fill up, but it's usually not full before 11. Lowry's Baptist Church provides about 8 or 10 acres of parking, so it's plenty of parking.
Somebody tell me one other thing that you can do with your children this Christmas season that they'll be fully entertained and cost you nothing. Name one thing, D.C. Lou Casey.
Oh, now, to be fair, I would say making my kids do chores. I will be entertained by it, but to hear their belly aching, that will entertain me.
I don't think that's quite the same.
No, it is not the same.
Well, Lowry's is a place to be for Christmas, that's for sure. The third Saturday of December every year, Parade starts at 1, is that right?
1 o'clock.
Okay, so get down there by 11, get yourself comfortable, and people will help you out and be very friendly and kind to you, and you're going to see tractors that you forgot existed.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, and Dan, one quick thing. I'm going to take a little liberty here and say hi to my friend Charlie Westbrook that listens to your show every Saturday morning.
There you go.
So, He always tells me he hears me on this show right before the parade. So
I love it. I love it.
Charlie, they're going to put out a special chair for you. Just talk to Joey about it.
That's right.
That's right.
Joey said you could park in his yard. I just
there you go. Joey lives 12 miles out of town, but
that's okay. No big deal. No big deal. Oh my gosh. Well, Joey, now real quickly, where can folks find out more information about the parade before they head down there?
There's a website for Town of Lowry's. So just Google Town of Lowry's. I can't remember .com or .org, but they'll find us. And there's some parade info on there and some maps and the like, and they can find out.
And you just see where the only thing on the website. So
that's right. Exactly.
That's right.
It'll be a beautiful thing. Well, we're hoping that, like I said, they're hoping that the weather cooperates for you, and I'm sure it'll be a wonderful day out there in Lowry's. Again, we're talking to the folks down at the Lowry's Christmas Parade. Joey Wilson here from Lowry's, South Carolina. Christmas Parade every third Saturday in December. Can't wait for this one. Thanks for joining us.
Straight down 321. Stick with us. We'll be back in a few minutes on the Carolina Outdoors.